Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number, of course, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to talk about our teacher that we introduced yesterday. His name is Grace, and we see that in Titus chapter 2, starting in verse 11, Paul wrote this, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." So we understand from this verse that the offer of salvation extends to all people. Mm-hmm. It's not just a select few, it's to all. So anyone who responds to this gospel by faith will be saved. So the grace of God has appeared, and it says in verse 12, it, or the grace of God, teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So what does the grace of God teach us to do? It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. That is so different than what most people think of when they think of the grace of God. So often, grace is criticized. The teaching of grace is criticized because of those questions that Paul raised in Romans chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
So what are you saying, Paul, that we should just go out sinning and sin more so that grace can increase? What are you saying? You know, all of these crazy questions. And here we see Paul saying, no, the grace of God is going to teach us to say no to sin. The law doesn't teach us to say no to sin. The law just simply defines sin.
Yeah.
And then it stirs up those sinful desires inside of us. That's what happens. We see a fence. It has a sign on it that says, don't look in the hole. That stirs up the desire to look in the hole. And most people would do that. You know, you're just going to have a line a mile long waiting to look into that hole. And they're going to look in and say, hey, there's nothing there. Well, why'd you look? Because the sign said, don't look. Mm-hmm. That's what law does. That's what rules and regulations do. They stir up those sinful desires. And that's how come it's so difficult to say no to sin under the law, just trying to live up to those righteous standards. That's why we need the teacher called Grace. Grace can actually teach us to say no. Grace is our teacher, gets the results that we want in our lives. And then it goes on to say that not only does it teach us to say no to ungodliness, but it also teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
Yes.
Self-controlled. Boy, that's what we need, isn't it? And yeah, that's a fruit of the Spirit, and the grace of God teaches us how to walk by faith or walk by the Spirit. And as we do, we're going to see self-control as the fruit coming out of us. We see it teaches us to live upright. That word can also be rendered righteous. So we've been justified by faith. We've been declared righteous. That's our position in Christ. But that's an action word. We're going to see it as our experience in Christ. Because we've been made righteous, righteousness is going to come out of us. And the grace of God teaches us how that's going to be. And then godly lives in this present age, where our whole self is centered upon Jesus Christ. And so what's important to him is going to become important to us, and that's what's going to flow out of us. And then as we get down into verse 14, I love this part of the passage. It says that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Mm-hmm. What does the grace of God teach us? It teaches us to be eager to do what is good. So we don't have to fear grace.
Not at
we
all.
Don't have to question the results grace will produce in our lives. If we will just give ourselves over to the grace of God, we're going to be just incredibly surprised at how effective grace is in living out this Christian life.
This is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. If you have a question or a topic you'd like to discuss with us, good opportunity right now. Plenty of open lines, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Surrey, British Columbia, and talk with Doreen. Hi, Doreen.
Oh, hi. Yes, just listening to what you were saying, it was, to me, it seems like grace is the Holy Spirit, you know, because the Holy Spirit really helps us, you know. And I saw in the prophet Ezekiel prophesied in Ezekiel 11, 19 and 20, I will give them one heart and will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I think that's a beautiful word from Ezekiel about the Holy Spirit coming and what it would do. And also in Isaiah 24, it's talking about what God says about what will happen at the end time. He says in chapter 24, verse 5 and 6, the earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof because they've transgressed the laws, they've changed the ordinance, they've broken the everlasting covenant, and therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left.
So well, Doreen, let me jump in and talk about what you first shared, because I think that's really pertinent to what our topic is today. That you're right, the fact that we are made new in Christ, the Holy Spirit has come to live inside of us, and yes, indeed, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. John talks about that in his first letter, but Paul talks about the fact that the grace of God teaches us. Well, what is the grace of God? Well, it's God's favor. It's God's act in Jesus Christ to make us alive together with Christ, to send the Spirit to live inside of us. And then the Spirit enables us to live as children of God in this world of darkness. That's really what grace is all about. And grace is not a thing. Grace is a person. Grace is the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that's made real in our experience by the Holy Spirit. So when we're talking about the grace of God teaching us to say no, when we're talking about the grace of God teaching us to live righteous, upright lives, self-controlled lives in this present generation, you can't talk about the grace of God without talking about Jesus. He's the one that's full of grace and truth. Mm-hmm. And you can't talk about the grace of God apart from God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Grace is inextricably linked to the Trinity. Grace exudes from them. They are the ones that came up with the word grace, because it's a part of their very nature. It's part of who they are. So when we're talking about the grace of God, we're talking about the person and work of Jesus Christ. And he is just the best teacher on the planet. We've all had teachers, we've had coaches, we've had mentors, and they've tried to help us, and many have been successful. I think we can all look back in our lives and think about some of the teachers that were really instrumental in developing us and nurturing us to a place that we are today. But none of them can compare to Jesus Christ and the grace that he brings to us, and how the grace teaches us to actually say no to sin and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So, Doreen, we sure appreciate your call. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And, Richard, we started yesterday letting our listeners know that we needed 260 to stand with us. I understand that that number has come down a bit.
Yes, it has. So the first thing is a huge thank you to the 35 of you who responded yesterday. 35 people heard the call, responded, and gave to support this gospel message going to all kinds of people and changing lives. We thank you very much.
Yes.
So we need 225 more of you to do the very same thing. And we're not talking about an amount. We just would like 225 of you to decide to give something in order to help someone else receive the gospel. Remember, this isn't about us. This is about Jesus and his work in the lives of other people.
Yeah.
The three of us get to talk about this on the air, and that's a great thing. But the ability to have an impact from clear across the country, somebody in New York could give money, mm-hmm. and that dollar or two or a hundred has an impact in Los Angeles or in Seattle or, you know, somewhere else around the world on the internet. That's the beauty of this partnership that we're all involved in.
Yeah.
And we can't thank you enough, and we would love to see 225 more of you. Go to our website, basicgospel.net, or call Billy at 844-412-2742 and make a donation that is going to make such a huge difference in someone else's life.
Just very, very important for Basic Gospel to be on the air live, friends, and we appreciate every one of you who make that possible. Well, 844-322-2742, that's the number to dial. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher is here, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We thank you for joining us. Again, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to New York and talk with Alicia listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Alicia. Welcome.
Hey, guys, brothers in Christ, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I emailed you, and I am an avid supporter of your broadcast. I love you guys.
Thank you. On the topic
that you guys are just talking about, I just want to say that I have seen the changes that the Holy Spirit has made in me. About a year ago, or maybe a little more, I had called you guys for the first time when I started listening to your broadcast. And I was like torn apart because I thought that I was going to be that they were exiting me from my job for a younger young lady that they had just hired. That's still, it's fact. But the change is, the difference is that today I am able to sustain it, to accept it, and no longer cry from being miserable, and I am no longer lashing out. And, you know, and then having to regret my actions. This morning there was a situation where I'm the bookkeeper of my company, and I generally for 15 years have been making decisions. And so I got a call from a customer, and I made a decision, and I, you know, and I stated it. And then the customer apparently didn't like my response, so he called one of our other stores and got a different response. And the call went to my boss. When I spoke to my boss, I told him, but I said this, and I said this, and that's usually how it's been done for 15 years. And he said, the guys think that it's time for a change. A year ago, that would have threw me into a tiffy, and I would have lashed out or started crying or, you know. But today, I took it by the grace of God, and I was able to say, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. I know you're changing me.
Isn't that,
I just wanted
a testimony.
To that.
Yeah, isn't that amazing to see God work in those ways? And it's on the inside.
God.
It's on the inside. And when you see that that change on the inside, it shows up on the outside.
Indeed.
And that's exactly what happened in your case, Alicia. And we're so glad for you, and thank you for calling.
I tell you, we serve an awesome God. Thank you, guys. You guys, because of you, I'm walking. Okay, so thank you all. God bless you all.
And God bless you, Alicia.
Thank you for that testimony.
Yes, thanks indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And again, we were talking about people giving to Basic Gospel. Mm-hmm. When you do, you help write those types of stories.
That's exactly right.
You know, there's a great passage in 2 Corinthians where it talks about letters of recommendation. Mm-hmm. Paul's trying to, give credentials for his apostleship. And there was all these super apostles coming in, and the people were latching on to what they were saying and all of these sort of things. And they were just kind of tossing Paul to the curb. Mm-hmm. And he said, wait a minute, I have letters of recommendation, and those letters haven't been written by me. Those letters have been written by the Holy Spirit on the hearts of people. And when you give to support the work of the gospel, to advance the gospel message, to deliver the gospel message out there in the world, then the Holy Spirit starts to write letters of recommendation on people's hearts. And that's what he's done on Alicia's heart.
Yeah.
There's a change there, folks. And that wasn't done by us. It was done by Jesus. And that's the good news, and that's why she's calling today to report what an awesome God we have. And boy, that puts a smile on our face, and I hope it puts a smile on your face. And I hope we can reach out to more and more people who will eventually call and say, what an awesome God we serve.
Absolutely. Well, once again, you can help by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by speaking with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I will I will ditto Alicia's comments. And I went through the same exact experience in 2009, cried for a week. When I was getting laid off, didn't have a clue as to how this was going to work with having house payments and all this other kind of stuff. But you know what? God worked it out. And I stopped crying. And from the inside, I started smiling, and I haven't stopped yet. But what I was calling about, I want to get in on yesterday's conversation, but Bob, again, I mean, between you and Richard and Bob Davis, you guys steal my thunder all the time. And I'm reminded of John 16, okay, starting around verse 13. It talks about the relationship that Jesus had with the Father, the Holy Spirit has with Jesus. And every single thing goes through the same chain. And in 1 John 2:27. He's not teaching us anything that Jesus doesn't tell him to teach, doesn't tell us to do anything that Jesus doesn't tell him to do, because Jesus is still receiving his instruction from the Father. And that's the exact same thing that we have going for us, is that the teaching that comes through grace, which is Jesus, comes through the Holy Spirit, but started with the Father.
Yeah, this whole thing originated with him. You know, we talk about the word forgiveness, and boy, there's a lot of confusion swirling around out there in the world about forgiveness. Stanford University, it's interesting. They have the Stanford Forgiveness Project. They have a research team trying to investigate and research exactly the benefits of forgiveness. But they're coming at it from a secular viewpoint, not from a theological viewpoint. So they're trying to figure it out through human intellect. Well, forgiveness is a God thing. You know, God thought up that concept, and he was the first to forgive. And it's the same with grace. You know, we try to figure that out. We use the word grace all the time. People who don't even know the Lord use the word grace. But grace is a God thing. Jesus is the one full of grace and truth. These things originated with God. What the world is trying to figure out is just derived information. But if we want to know what the real thing is, we have to go to the real place that it originated, and that's with God himself. And we know God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so they've made their grace available to us. They've reached out in unmerited favor, no strings attached, and have drawn us near. And as we've been drawn near to the Godhead, then the Godhead starts to rub off on us and transform us and change us. And that's the whole genius and brilliance of this relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ, made real in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
So. Yeah, this picture, it just leaps into my mind when we're talking about this, that when we died in Adam, right, what happened with Adam when he and Eve sinned? They lost the Holy Spirit. The grace left them. What happens at salvation? The Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in us, and the grace is restored. That's part of this new identity, this part of the new creation, that you and I are being transformed into the likeness of Christ because of this indwelling Spirit who is grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Brad, as always, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it, my friend. Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Annie, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so we were having a discussion on the rapture, and my pastor said that his take is that those who are, quote-unquote, left behind will not have a chance to be saved, that there will not be any salvation after the rapture because the Holy Spirit will be removed. And I just need some clarity in that. I just don't understand why have the rapture then if they could just go straight to hell. Can you please give me some clarity on that?
Well, Annie, it looks like as you read the book of Revelation that there's always a chance until, you know, the end comes and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. God is always giving the people an opportunity to repent. And I think that's very clear in the Word of God. I tell you, Annie, there is so much speculation when it comes to the rapture, when it comes to end times. We're trying to cobble together a theology about that based on very, very little information. We're going to find out all of that when the Lord comes back. If the Lord wants to save somebody at any time and any place, he's going to save them, and he's going to do it in exactly the way he saved everybody else, by grace through faith in Jesus.
Amen.
So that's the way I see it as far as the Word of God is concerned, that it's as long as judgment hasn't come, that great white throne judgment, there's always that opportunity for somebody to know Jesus.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God
Annie.
Bless.
Hey, Richard, do you have any insight onto that or anything to add?
Yeah, I just can't find the passage right now. But the whole idea of what's happening in Revelation is there are those that these are those who were slain and have come out of the tribulation. So something has happened during the tribulation that got their attention, turned them to Christ, they received salvation, and they were killed for it. That's
right.
The tribulation. But they are still blessed. They are still saved. They are still absolutely in that first resurrection. And yeah, how can you say, if the Holy Spirit wasn't on earth, the earth would be completely destroyed.
Right.
God does not abandon us. Never has, never will.
Never will, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that helps, Annie, and we sure appreciate your call today. Thanks for being a part of Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And, friends, if you can't get to the phone, as I've said many times while we're actually on the air live, drop us an email at bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to hear from you and address your question on a later edition of the broadcast. I want to remind you also that if you tried your hardest to live the Christian life only to fall flat on your face time after time, then you're going to want to take advantage of our April offer. The time is running short, as a matter of fact. As our thanks for your gift in the month of April, we're going to send you Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and the Companion Study Guide. Now, through the pages of this book, you're going to come to a new understanding of how the Christian life is really supposed to work. But this offer is over on the 30th, so time is short to make your gift and receive your copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and the Companion Study Guide. And our thanks to you for keeping the good news coming. Now, we've asked 225 more of you to stand with us and call 844-412-2742 or visit us online at basicgospel.net by the end of this month to help us keep the good news coming. So, again, it's 844-412-2742 or the website, basicgospel.net. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, our Friday study series continues in the Simple Gospel Simply Grace Study Guide. So for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the minister team, Bob Davis, and God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.